Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Thing it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just all I am.
To Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm your host, Minister Charlene, and we just want to give God some praise today for this brand new month of June 2019. God is worthy. Come on, let's lift him up. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we magnify you. We are in the second quarter of the year, and God is still doing some great and mighty things. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you all to the show tonight. We're live on the air, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let your friends know, let your family know, it's about to go on tonight. Amen. So I want to give greetings out to my friends out there on Facebook and also to Pastor E. Thank you for this opportunity. I always have to give that shout out to show my gratitude and thanksgiving for a blessed opportunity. You know, when God begins to knock on the door of your heart, can anybody say, answer the door? Yeah, we have to answer the door because God has given us opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God also gives us the opportunity to share our testimonies with our brothers and our sisters that we're going through. We're going through tough times. We're going through some hard patches in our life, you know, and just to have faith to know that we can look back at the track record that God has showed up at times and showed out in miraculous ways. And we're able to, you know, encourage someone else to say, God will bring you through it. Some things God brings us through. Some things God takes us over. Some things God tells us to go around because he knows that he doesn't want us to have to deal with any chaos, any complications that was not his purpose for us to go through. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Every test that God gives you, he knows what's for you. And the name of the topic tonight is you're built for this. Uh-huh. You're built for this. Oh, yeah. No, not for that. If God hasn't brought that into your life to test you, to try you, to make you, to mold you, it's not your test. Come on, somebody. It's not your trial. It's not God's purpose for you. But whatever it is that you are going through, going around and going over, you are built for it. How can I say you are built for it? Because whatever God allows, come on, somebody. You know, there's a statement that Paul made when he was troubled. He had a thorn in his flesh, and he prayed to God that God would remove it. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. Come on, somebody. God knows. I've often heard people say, in your gift and your calling, if you don't have the grace from God to handle it, to do it, then you have to question, are you doing what God created you to do? Come on, somebody. If you're not, a preacher, then why are you preaching? If you're not a singer, and my God, you can't hold a note in a bucket, why are you singing? You do not have the grace for it. Oh, yes, it's going to seem like a hot message tonight, but know that whatever God has called you to do, hallelujah, you're built for it. You're built for it. So we're going to travel in the Word of God tonight. We're going to go to the book of Judges. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about Gideon. We're going to the book of Judges, chapter 6. And there's some scriptures here I want to extract out of the Word of God that is going to make sense to the message. Well, verse 1 through 6 says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. But for verse 5, for they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. Verse 6 says, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. I want to encourage you on tonight that, see, this situation that was going on, as was just read, was that the Midianites were coming up against the children of Israel. But the Bible says in verse 1, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midianites 7 years, because the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. But we find out when they cried unto God, as you go further down into Judges chapter 6, verse 7, it says, and it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you from out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice.
we're finding out that the children of Israel did two things. They did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they did not remember what God did for them, and they did not obey his voice. But we find out who were they crying out to. They were crying out to the Lord to deliver them from their enemies. Hallelujah. Every time they sold something in the land, every time they tried to have some sustenance, the Amalekites came and the Midianites came and took it from them. Oh, my God. I want to let you know that when you cry out to God, you know, when you confess your faults before him and realize, Lord, I failed you. I went my own way. I forgot about you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That we can turn to him and know that God, he remembers how he delivered us. He remembers how he delivered you from the circumstances that you were once in, from your situations that you were once in. If you think about the children of Israel, when they were in the house of bondage, God delivered them when they came out of Egypt, and they began to say that the golden calf was who brought them out. Come on, somebody. We cannot forget that God is the one who brought us out. Yes, you can say my cousin gave me the down payment for the apartment when I needed to move, so to speak, or my cousin paid a bill that I could not afford, so to speak. You can have all these different situations that someone stepped in, a friend, a company worker stepped in and met your need at the point of need, gave you an extra bonus, an early bonus. But how many of you know that it was God that touched their heart, hallelujah, and moved to make a way for you to show up and show out? When you couldn't sleep at night and you began to talk to someone and begin to share your woes, but that we have to remember it was God. God is the only one who allowed us to have an outlet to vent out. But we have to realize that even though we can go to our friends and have gone to our friends, it is God that he does not want us to forget about him. He is the deliverer. He is the only one who can really, truly rescue our soul, rescue our mind from the turmoil that we experience when we're in our trials, when we're in our tests, when we're in our struggle. Have you ever had a situation where you tried to call your friend and they didn't answer the phone, or, oh, my God, their phone was cut off? What were you left to do? You were left to cry it out. You were left to wait it out. When you went to your parents to get money, because they usually have the money, they'll say, well, sorry, I don't have it. And you have to go through the rough road, and you have to go through your trial of wondering how you're going to make it, how you're going to make it from point A to point B. But then you find a job. Then you figure it out. You figure it out that, you know, I have to get out of my situation of feeling stuck, and I have to go forward. I have to trust it. I don't know how, but God is going to make a way. Hallelujah. And as the story continues to go on, we find out that Gideon was surprised, because in verse 11 it says, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was an Orpah, that pertained to Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. See, Gideon, he knew that every time they had some food, that the Midianites would come and take it. So he was in another location trying to, you know, beat the wheat and thresh the wheat. And the angel, an angel showed up. Verse 12 says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Let's halt right there. See, even though the children of Israel were going through what they're going through, and they cried out to God, what they did not know was how God was going to answer their prayer, how God was going to show up on their behalf. But Gideon, minding his own business, as you would say, threshing the wheat, was surprised by the visitation of an angel of the Lord. And he called him a mighty man of valor. But we find out in verse 13, and Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Gideon was feeling as though, you know, God was not showing up in their life. And he heard the stories of God, how he showed up and delivered the children of Israel. But here he was, not being delivered at this moment, but wondering, where was God? And the angel of the Lord was talking to him. Verse 14 says, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. whatever God has sent you into, he knows that you're able to come through it, hallelujah, on the other side with the victory. You're built for this. Oh, no, this message is not to feed your ego with arrogance, with pompousness and piousness that you can just have your chest stuck out and say, I know I can do this. No, because we find out that Gideon was concerned, wondering where was the Lord. Mm-hmm. But God chose him to be the one to deliver the children out of Israel. How many of you know, to deliver the children from the hand of the Midianites? How many of you know that in your eyes, if you stay small in your own eyes, hallelujah, that God knows how to rescue you. But when you're proud, God knows you are far off. See, we find out with Gideon, he didn't see himself as a mighty man of valor. He saw himself as one forgotten, one that seemed like there was no one to deliver them, no one to come through and rescue them. He felt like, oh, God, where is God? As we go to verse 15, it says, and he said unto him, oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Let's halt right there. Sometimes we will feel like, Lord, I'm not equipped. I'm not able. I'm not capable to do what it is you are calling for your purpose on my life to do. His purpose, God was letting him know right then, was to deliver the children of Israel out of the hand of the Midianites. My God. And he didn't even see it in his own self. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 16, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. If there's anything you can learn out of this message tonight, not only are you built for this, but can you say that God built you? Come on, somebody. God made you? Hallelujah. We find out that there was some wisdom there because Gideon was beating the wheat. He was doing it out of the sight of the enemy. But we find out that even there, it was a precious place because that's where God sent an angel. When you feel like, you know, you're up all night, you can't get no sleep, you can't get no peace, you can't get no rest. At midnight, at the least time, you would think nobody is awake to hear your cry. Can you say God is awake? God is able, my God, to minister to us. When not just a message on the online broadcast and not just through television evangelists or preachers and those that come to our churches, but God wants to speak to us heart to heart. Tell your neighbor you're built for this. God created us with a heart, with a mind, with emotions, with feelings. We feel the things that we experience in our tests and trials. We feel forgotten. We feel overwhelmed. We feel like there's no one who can rescue us because it's you that's going through it. Because whatever I'm going through, it's personal. Because it's me that's going through it. But how many of you know, we've heard it many times, that Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What we're finding out is when we put our hope in God, when we put our trust in God, when we say, Lord, I don't see a way, and you want to make a way through me, you want to, my God, use me to encourage others, to bring them out of the prison of their mind, out of the feelings of feeling overwhelmed and their emotions. Who am I? He said, I am the least. My God. He said he was the least in his father's house. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And verse 17 says, and he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. How many of us have sought God for a sign? Lord, if it's you, let this be so. Lord, if it's not you, block it. We tend to test and seek the Lord to know if it truly is he that is saying, come forth, or if God is saying, wait, or if God is saying, stop. But if we're listening for the voice of the Lord and we're seeking the will of the Lord, tell your neighbor, you're built for this. The scriptures that came to my heart were Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. I want to let you know on tonight that every man, woman, boy, and girl has been, my God, dealt a measure, the measure of faith. To believe God in our circumstances, no matter the opposition, no matter what someone thinks about you, no matter what you even think of your own self. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith to believe him and to take him at his word, what he says about you and what he says about me. Hallelujah. Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How many of you know, if you feel that you're lacking in your faith, that if you, my God, go to the word of God and begin to read the word of God, that your faith is able to increase. Your faith is able to be, my God, increased to believe God for miracles, to believe God to turn around your situation, even your perspective. Because I also found out that sometimes God doesn't change your situation. Sometimes God changes you. Come on, somebody. Let's say it out loud. You're built for this. Hallelujah. Matthew 17, 20 says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove it to yonder place, and it shall be, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. How many know that you cannot literally move a mountain? Come on, somebody. But if the mountain is something that has overwhelmed your mind and is, it feels as it is exalted and my God, strong as a mountain, can you speak to that mountain to be thou removed and cast down and cast apart from you? Oh, come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Matthew 17, 21 says, howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. There's some things in us, because the Bible tells us that we were born in sin and that we were shapen in iniquity. So we find out that some things we can lay aside from things we've gotten into. Come on, somebody. Yes, you can lay aside that wrong number that you got yourself caught up into and cast it aside. But then the memories of the experiences you had attached to the number, come on, somebody, you have to, my God, seek the Lord. You have to fast and you have to pray, because this kind, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible tells us that man looks on the outward appearance, but it is God that looks upon the heart. So we find out that sometimes people will look at you and they will try to size you up and think little of you, and they don't even know you, let alone have not grown up with you, do not know anything about the things you went through, and you have to go through the crowd, as it were, to get to the other side of wherever God is trying to take you to. And sometimes your emotions get the best of you, because you may want to feel that you have some type of support system. But tell your neighbor, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You're built for this. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you're going to be hearing that throughout this message. Hallelujah. We find out in Judges chapter 6, verse 7 and 10, it was God's response, hallelujah, to let the children of Israel know what they did and how he brought them out. We find out that it was also God's response to Gideon in chapter 6, verse 15 and 16, that he was going to send him and he was going to win. He was going to fight and my God, subdue those enemies, and with, you know, like as though he would fight them as one man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we're finding out here in St. John chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. These are Jesus's professions of faith. He knew that, my God, these Jews were plotting, these people were plotting to take his life, but he said, destroy this temple in 3 days, and I will raise it up. My God, verse 20, then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. St. John chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus said unto her, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And we know this story is about Lazarus. Mary and Martha's brother had died, and Mary was saying, they were asking him, they were like, Lord, if you were here, our brother wouldn't have died. And he was like, well, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And she said, well, in the last day, I know he'll rise again. He said, but I'm the resurrection and the life. We know that our confidence in God, that he is able to raise up the things, my God, that were broken in us. He's able to bring life to us. He's able to deliver us so we can tell somebody else, God is a deliverer. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Hallelujah. 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 His profession of faith, Jesus said he is the door. St. John 10:9, Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Hallelujah. He said, I am come that they might have life. Jesus said in St. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Ask your neighbor, do you speak life? Do you speak of Jesus Christ? Do you speak of hope? Do you speak of encouragement? How can you speak about something that you have not experienced? But then when you begin to testify, you begin to proclaim the might of the Lord, how he healed your body, how he, my God, brought peace to your mind, how he healed you from a broken heart, then you are testifying of a truth that you yourself have experienced. That is no lie. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said, hallelujah, in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what is our profession of faith as children and people of God? Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now, tell your neighbor now, hallelujah. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Somebody say in. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, if you're walking in the Spirit and not walking in your flesh, know that it's only because of Christ Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Hallelujah. Romans 8:3-4 says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. We're overcoming sin, amen? We're going through the metamorphosis of loathing our sins and loving the Lord, our God. And because Jesus Christ, my God, crucified sin in the flesh, my God, we can crucify sin in our flesh. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 4 says, why? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Because we have to read it again. It says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. How many of you know that our righteousness is as filthy rags, that it was God who imputed the righteousness of Jesus Christ unto us, that we no longer have to live in sin? See, when you're not living in sin, those who knew when you lived in sin began to make you feel like you're the oddball. There's something wrong with you. But tell your neighbor, there's nothing wrong with me. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Now I can say no to sin. Hallelujah. Let's say it together. You're built for this. Hallelujah. Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know, you've heard that somebody say, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Or you've heard those sayings of being holier than thou. No, we're not talking about either one of those. The Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. See, to be carnally minded is to follow your own earthly mind, your fleshly mind, your me, myself, and I, this opposite of being spiritually minded, seeking the mind and spirit of God. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost, because to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Tell your neighbor, if you got the Holy Ghost, you're built for this. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Tell your neighbor, it's not about you. It's not about me. Hallelujah. But it's all about God. Hallelujah. That the excellency and the power may be of God and not of us. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Hallelujah. To not take no glory, to not get no accolades, to not get no pats on the back and be self-exalted and pumped up and puffed up and my God, stiff-necked. My God, like you're the glorious one. Oh, no, it is not about us. We can walk in humility. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, we're finding in this scripture a whole lot of substance to not be conformed to this world. We don't want to be fashioned like this world in mind, spirit, soul, or body. Come on, somebody. He created us to live on the earth, but he doesn't want us to be conformed to the world. Come on, somebody. But to be transformed. How can you be transformed when you live in the world just like those who are of the world? By the renewing of your mind. Tell your neighbor, God created us, and you are built for this. Hallelujah. When you become born again, you're able to have your mind renewed by the washing of regeneration by the word of God. Hallelujah. Why? That we may prove what is that good and acceptable. Come on, let's say it together. And perfect will of God. Hallelujah. How can you prove that? By renewing your mind. Tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Come on, let's leap over there. Come on now, let's hop over to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 4 and 5. Amen. I'm trying to take my time. I'm just so excited to know that God has created us and formed us and fashioned us. You could go all the way back to the garden, but when you're born again, come on, somebody, you become, my God, clay on the potter's wheel for him to make us and to mold us to be a vessel of honor. And as he is creating and developing, making and molding us, tell your neighbor, you'll never be the same again. That is the heart of God for us. So tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5 says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You would say, how can I do that? Well, if you stop loving the world, you can love God. Come on, somebody. If you stop loving your money, you can love God. If you stop loving yourself, hallelujah. We've been hearing a lot of love yourself messages lately. But the Bible says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Hallelujah. If you want to be obedient, tell your neighbor, you're built for this. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, and we're going to travel to Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 through 40. Hallelujah. Matthew 22, 36 through 40. Yes, the rich young ruler, he said, or the young guy went to him and said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. See, the other one said with all thy heart, soul, and might. But this one is saying with all of thy heart, all of thy soul, and all of thy mind. Verse 38, this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. See, these love yourself messages got to go because, see, God said here, you got to love your neighbor as yourself. Come on, somebody. Verse 40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor, You're built for this. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We're about to land the plane. We're going to Romans chapter 13, verse 14. And it says, hallelujah. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. See, for someone to be called a mighty man of valor would mean that they have the capability to be a mighty man of valor. Come on, somebody. But Jesus said in St. John, three, you must be born again. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:15 and 16 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So we're finding out the things that displease God. We find out the things that we reveled in, that we delighted in, that we lived in. Come on, somebody. But when we're born again, we find out that it displeases God. And now we have to deal with the metamorphosis and the looks and the comments and the sneers and the glares of eyes that don't understand our stand. Come on, somebody. But tell your neighbor, you're built for this. no matter what it looks like, even when you don't feel it, God is working. Even when you don't see it, God is working. Even when you don't understand it, God is working. Because even though God used Gideon and those 300 men to fight the Midianites, we know that it was God. It was the power of God, the power of the Lord that came upon him. So when we go through our tests, when we go through our trials, and we're trying to encourage somebody, sometimes someone is encouraging you, and my God, you're encouraging someone, and you're yet going through. You can prophesy victory in someone else's life and feel like you're going through defeat. It's like an oxymoron. But God is allowing you to go through it. Hallelujah, because he knows you can overcome and he can bring you out with his outstretched hand and with his mighty arm. Come on, let's give God a praise, hallelujah, for the message that you're built for this. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So I want to go into prayer right now, and if anybody want to chime in on the line, you're welcome, but I just want to give God a prayer, give God praise, and thank him for this message. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray whoever's out here on the line that is listening tonight, God, that they will know, no matter what their title is, their status is, their place in life, that they may feel they're getting sneers, glares, or they even themselves may think of themselves like, Lord, you like a failure because they don't understand how these things are going on in their life, and it just messes with their ego. It messes with their person. But, God, you created them to overcome. We have to choose. You gave us free will to choose, oh, God. You said, choose ye this day who you will serve. God, so help us to choose life that we may live. Help us to choose, even when it goes against the grain of our nature, to say, you know, I'm going to choose to be silent. I'm going to choose to hold my peace. I'm going to choose to walk away. I'm going to choose to, you know, it's not a psych game to make them feel they've won the argument, but I'm going to choose to humble myself and trust you, God. You have created in me the ability to put faith in you that you're going to help me to overcome. If I got to go through it, you got to help me through it. And if I have to go around it, you'll help me to go around it. If I have to go over it, you will help me go over it. So, God, we just thank you that, Lord, you do all things well, that because of your creative hands, you have created us to know that we're built for it. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. The lines are open. If you have a comment or an encouraging word. Yes, you are a man of God. You're built for this.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, I am built for this.
You're built for it.
Bless you, Father God. Awesome word. Awesome word.
Amen. Somebody may say,
amen.
Oh, my God.
Take the opportunity. Anybody else? Huh? Wait, what'd you say?
I said, people might say, Pastor E, he's on this radio program. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's doing that. Aren't you tired? Aren't you weary? No, you're built for it.
Exactly.
There's no competition thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what God has for my life. Any of us don't really know what God has for our life until he begins to manifest and lead us, and God is like a good shepherd. So
that's
we
right.
Find out he's created us to
follow.
Be built for it. Amen.
Yeah, and be willing to follow. That's what following is, being built for following Jesus Christ. That spiritual metamorphosis that we go through in denying ourselves, and taking up our cross daily and following him is all that building process, that wilderness process, that we're built for these type of things. Don't be weary when bad things come. They coming. But what attitude do you have? Be built for it. Know that opposition is coming. Don't trip. Don't get mad. Look over and see the opportunity. Be built for it. I'm excited for this word tonight. You did that, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God.
You make me want to preach. You did it. Amen. Amen. Come on, we'll give everybody else the opportunity to get in on this broadcast. Amen. Dial 1, come on in and celebrate Minister Charlene as she has blessed us tonight and encouraged us to go higher and be built for whatever it is God called you to be. Dial 1 right now. We'll bring you in. I'm going to go ahead and throw Minister Terry under the bus because I'm sitting in front of the church getting ready for Bible study. So, Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening, my beautiful
friend.
Yes, I'm built for this. Good evening, Minister Charlene, mighty woman of God. I tell you, I'm over here built for this. I had to run in the other room and put the earbuds up to my sister's ear. I said, young lady is on fire. All glory be to God. Because like you said, Pastor, when we go through opposition, we can't give up. We just got to keep pressing through because, like you said, sister, we're built for this. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
And love you for bringing this word tonight, too. Amen.
Amen. Love
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Bless you. Bless you.
Bless
God
you.
Bless you. Anybody else? Come on. We got a few more minutes. Dial 1 and come on in. And then we do have listeners, so it's just not the three of us here. We're looking at 25 live and maybe that same amount on online listeners. And I want our online listeners to know, if you're trying to say, I want to say something, you have to call in to the board, 319-527-6173, and dial 1 after you hear, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Dial 1, it'll bring you to the top of the queue, and we'll bring you in and get your comments. Area code 704, last 4, 8768. Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Bless y'all. Awesome word. I just thank and praise God for that word. Built for this. Yes, I am. Yes, I am built for this. God is so good.
Hallelujah.
He's so awesome. I just thank First Lady. Lord, I'm about to say First Lady Charlene.
Wait a minute.
I was like, what?
Whoa,
is this
something I don't know about?
I don't know nothing. I'm single.
It says the way her demeanor. I mean, I guess she's just walking into her call and it's so powerful.
That's
what
the authority
so
does.
Powerful. Well, praise the Lord. I'm single. I don't know what God's doing. I was like, what?
Don't trip if we hang up and you just get a phone cut out of nowhere.
Lord,
that mean the young lady right there is prophetic, and I want to know everything.
Jesus,
even when I was talking to her a few days ago, I got off the phone. I was telling the kids. I said you can just see the level that Charlene is at. You can just tell when God just busted out. I mean, her ministry is just so awesome. There's no words. I know God done this. God done this for her.
That's right.
For her ministry. And I was with the title. When she said the title, I was blue tonight. Then you have to preach the rest. We're built for this. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. We're built for this.
We can make, the title was on point.
Yes, you're built for this. My God.
It had all the word to go with it. Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for dialing in today.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
God bless you.
All right, bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Eric code 619, last 40642. You are live on Women Speak Now.
Yes.
Hello, Pastor. This is India Shah coming in from San Diego, California. And this message was so powerful. It's like the song said, I was made for this. And sometimes in spite of the storm, like you're tried in the fire, but when you come out refined, defined, no matter what other people say, feel, think about you, but it's what God says and feels and what he calls you to be. And when he calls you out, you'll know, I was made for this. I was made for war. The warrior is crying out.
Wow, amen.
That was a powerful word tonight. That was a rich word. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless
you.
Thank you
so much. Amen. And I want to say, we'll close from here, but I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that I've been on this journey with you from day one. Here on the blog, on the Now Network, and people talk about your growth. They just tell me, you knew the word from day one, and you've always been anointed. But just to see the maturity in what God is doing in you, I'm proud to be connected to you and in the covenant with you also. So salute and a shout, big shout out to you, Minister Charlene.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor E. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. 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 Well, that is the end of our broadcast. We thank you guys for being a part of it and celebrating this word that went forth. But just don't let it go in one ear and out the other. Celebrate it by letting it be active in your life. Become a conduit of the word of God that we promote, and we share the word, that it goes forward with everybody that we can, that someone gets changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. We bless you. We thank you again for being here. Last words from you, Minister Charlene.
Yes, just be encouraged. Know that God is doing a good thing, a right thing, a sure thing. Just know that God has already preordained that we go forward in him, and that we don't have to be scared. We don't have to be afraid. We have to know that he has created in us the ability to overcome, and we're built for it. Amen.
I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead.